Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BMSS Radio, where we will cover the most important topics from N5D's sister site, BodyMindSoulSpirit.com. My name is Michelle Walling, and I'll be your host for the next few hours. I'm a certified holistic life coach, webmaster, and author, and I also enjoy Thursday nights with my co-host Rockin' Larry Lockin on N5D's Cosmic Awakening Show. I'd like to give a very special thanks to our sponsor, Greg Prescott, our radio show host at N5D Radio that makes this show possible. Greg is also the webmaster for N5D.com, which is the world's hottest esoteric, metaphysical, and spiritual database on the Internet and is ranked in the top 25,000 websites in the world. I love Greg's site, BodyMindSoulSpirit.com. Because it's a site that covers the whole picture, and I'm a holistic life coach, so it fits really good into what I'm interested in. It takes a lot of work to keep up a database like N5D.com and BodyMindSoulSpirit.com, but we will be expanding this other website more in the future through this show and through more articles about the latest information on body and mind, soul and spirit, natural health, food and diet, awareness, and lifestyle. We have a chat room for this show that can be accessed at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio show page that you clicked on to listen to the show. Just scroll down below the big box to the bottom and log into the chat room. Hey, everybody in the chat room. I see that I have Greg in the chat room, and I have my other co-host, Rockin' Larry Lockin, and I'm so glad that you guys are here with me tonight to make me feel, you know, like I'm not alone here. This is my first radio show as a host, doing this by myself. I may have a co-host coming to join in the future, but right now I have such a important guest the show that I figured that he will be definitely talking about a lot of topics and may not even have a chance to talk. We'll see. This week's topic, the free energy party. In a few moments, we'll be bringing on our very special guest, Dave Parker. And our call-in number is area code 646-716-8890. Now, I wanted you to take a minute, and I have a thought for you. What if a normal, average person could run for president, or if we were able to stick a celebrity in there to basically stand up for humanity and change the world? And I have a little clip I want to run here for you.
Greetings, fellow Americans. My name is Jane Q. Public, and I am a candidate for the President of the United States of America with the Free Energy Party. I am proud to represent the first political party in world history with a free energy platform. There are so very many problems that we are going to solve. With your help, the Free Energy Party is ushering in a bright new era that will end the dangers of nuclear radioactivity and will signal the end of pollution and a halt to conquest and war over oil. The future is today. The Industrial Revolution was followed by the Information Age to a shining and glorious future, the golden era of free energy. Welcome aboard.
So Dave Parker is our guest, and I'm going to read an introduction that he wrote about himself to intro him into the show. Dave Parker went to a prestigious school but doesn't believe in the curriculum of modern schools and wants to change it. He was an inventor at a young age, and he's been trying to change the world since he was young. Dave is a professional singer, has managed a radio station, and runs a nonprofit humanitarian corporation. He fuels vaporization inventions that get high mileage in cars. He has a history of working with alternative energy, including being on the front of the newspaper several times for alcohol plants, which he built. Dave founded the first political party in history with a free energy platform. He invented the concept of underground manufacturing to fight monopolistic, he uses big words too, guys, just hang on, restraint of trade. He has a series of creations to protect inventors using the machine against the machine. We'll talk a lot about that too. Dave's knowledge of business law is proven by his work offering free paralegal work to the poor. He scored past genius on government tests, but does not believe in the scoring process, since he believes everyone has varieties of genius and the potential of genius. He's running for president until he can find a celebrity who will not sell out to step in. You can find more about Dave Parker and the Free Energy Party on freeenergyparty.org. That's free, F-R-E-E, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, party, P-A-R-T-Y, .org. So with that introduction, let's get into the meat of things with Dave Parker. Hi, Dave.
You're a wonderful, wonderful host. Are you there still?
Uh-huh, I'm here. Thank you.
I heard a beep. Every beep, you have to see if things are still working.
Well, I think it wasn't perfect, but it'll do. Thank
you, have
you
a
for
great
being brave
voice.
Enough. Oh, mm-hmm. You do too, by the way. You have a great radio voice. I know you used to have a show at one time. Is that correct?
Uh-huh, the main health show. At that time, I actually had a property in Texas where I was born in a small town called Littlefield, the home of Waylon Jennings. And it's
yeehaw.
Real flat and yeehaw up there. And so when I grew up, then I used to talk the worst drawl than anyone. And some of the relatives made fun of me, and it made me feel bad. And I took a box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, and I was really healthy food. And I was saying K-E-A-L-L-O-G-A-S, and because I didn't want to be made fun of, and so then I began to say K-E-L-L-O-G-S, and then the same relatives came over and visited, and they said, "What happened to David? He used to have a worse drawl than everybody, and now he talks like a Yankee." So that's the history of me losing a heavy drawl, but that's the country there where I came from, Littlefield, Texas, where that's how they talk.
It's, well, as you may know, I'm from Texas
different.
As well.
Right, that's why I thought this would be.
But neither one of us talk like we have an accent.
Well, not that heavy brogue they've got up there where it's flatter and drier.
Is that up by the
everything
panhandle?
Everything up there. It's in the panhandle's the flat, drier part of Texas.
Oh, man, it's no fun up there.
Yeah. The people that don't know it, the panhandle means when you look at the shape of Texas and you pick it up by the rectangle on the top, that's a handle because all early Texans knew to, like, cook eggs over the fireplace and chase cows.
Yeah.
So that Texas
itself
is a pan.
Yeah, and the thing about that area, though, is it seems like an atomic bomb has gone off. I mean, when I drove through that area to get to New Mexico, there's so many gas fields, oil and gas fields, but mostly, I think, natural gas. The gas is just permeating in the air on the drive there, and it's just so hot, dry, and desolate. Everything has – grass doesn't even grow.
Well, it's very flat. There is a history of two, you know, or three major industries. Ranching is one, as the, you know, the Indians were genocided and the buffalo killed off, then they bring in their own cattle crop, right? But the farming is the other. There's a tremendous amount of farming there, cotton, maize primarily, and other crops, but those would be the biggest ones. And then the independent farmers used to, their pride in the area, history in the area. The toughest people in the John Steinbeck movie, The Grapes of Wrath, that didn't wash out when the sandstorms buried the chickens. And then the people that washed out, they put the mattresses on top of their cars and settled California and drove to California. And so the people in the panhandle of Texas were all, it's all flat and it's farmland. And then the other industry, they're the toughest people in the world. So, you know, they could get rid of them. They're real ornery. So, you know,
with shotguns.
they're just pretty tough people. And so the other industry would be gas and oil. So almost everyone there, the people in my direct family, I have a half brother, was the manager of Lubbock Electric. And the other half brother is the has a crew for an oil company. I don't think I have his permission. I won't say the name of it. But my sister, she married a guy that buys and sells oil for a variety of different. He goes from, I don't know which one he's working for now. Since in 1910, when Rockefeller's Standard Oil was made to bust up by antitrust laws, which really didn't understand that true antitrust is forcing these corporations to restrain a free market enterprise, restrain trade, buy out Tesla and high mileage technologies and things like that. That's the way to control monopoly. Instead, they only know how to, what they did in 1910 is they busted it into many little pieces so that you had, instead of Standard, Amoco, Mobil, all of these, but they're all controlled by the same entity. You just have, it's like cooling your house with a lot of little air conditioners instead of one big one. It still has the same effect. But that's what you've got up in Texas, is you've got in the panhandle there, is you've got oil. And so I come from a background where everyone in my family knows what I'm about.
Yeah, it's very hard when you do have family members in the energy industry and in the oil and gas industry. Ironically, I grew up, my grandfather was from Fort Worth, Texas. I was born and raised here in Fort Worth. My grandfather was in the oil and gas business as well. My dad used to run errands.
Famous Cowtown, Fort Worth.
My dad used to run errands for him out west to West Texas and back quite often. And then I married into my second husband was in the oil field industry. We ran a very successful consulting engineering firm, and he was ex-Mobil for 30 years. So I grew up in the oil and gas business as well, and I lived in Houston for a while and drove back and forth for several years, for at least 5 years, back and forth from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to Houston to work. And I had my awakening to what was happening with the raping of the planet, basically, and the control that oil and gas and the energy industry has over humanity. And I had to get out of that business. I just couldn't consciously put my energy into it anymore. But we'll get into more about that. I just would like to say that I feel that the website bodymindsoulspirit.com and this show is a good match for you because of your interest and study in the field of holistic health and free energy. And I'm interested to hear more for our listeners to introduce the Free Energy Party. We'll talk about holistic health in the second half of our show. At first, when I came across you on Facebook and one of the I think a sustainable Facebook page. Oh, by the way, our listeners can find your Facebook page the Free Energy Party, and you post a lot of interesting things on there to follow. But I was trying to figure out how politics, it's not my bag at all. I haven't voted for anybody since I voted for the Texan Junior, and he won, and then I couldn't believe what I did. But I normally didn't keep track of politics and wasn't about to put my vote down for somebody that I knew nothing about. But he got on television and just used some kind of black magic mind control, and I said, I'm going to go vote for that guy. But now I see, I see what you're doing, though. It's really about changing the government from the inside out by creating something new. And so if you would please tell our listeners what the Free Energy Party is and how it will be used to bring awareness to what is occurring with big oil, big pharma, and big chemicals in our food.
Well, first I want to thank you for being hip and comprehensive, being cogent, being clear. And you've got a background that shows you that all of these people working in the oil companies are not bad. A lot of people think everyone in the FDA is bad, but it's usually just a few corrupt people at the top ruining it for everybody. And then everyone else is sort of drinking the Kool-Aid, and like in your case, you were happy to get away from it because you felt guilty. And so a lot of people are not bad that are in the IRS. There are actually probably a lot of good people that want there to be good rules in all of these agencies. Please forgive me. And so I think that I'm mentioning this because when I spoke to you before, I realized that this in your personality, that you believe in kind of trying to reach out to some of these people and bring them with us into the paradigm shift. And that's what the Free Energy Party is about to a great degree, to change the expectations for all people in the world in away from war over oil and into insisting upon new answers and a new way. Right now, free energy is considered a myth, even though there are many, not a household word. It's more like a myth. We will reach a point of evolution as we travel across the country doing overground demonstrations in the company of celebrities, where we change it from a myth to a household reality. But still, we won't have overcome at that point. When we reach that point in toward the paradigm shift, we won't be there yet. We will be in a new live wire energized position, but we won't be quite there yet, because there will be a series of arguments that will have to be answered with some very intelligent, cogent speech making and shows like yours, shows like this. And some of those arguments, not to digress or take get lost in an aside, but would arguments such as that it would destroy one-fifth of the economy, we can show you how that's an absolute lie. The present multi-trillion-dollar cost of war over oil and environmental destruction is not even being incorporated. The present in the costliness of our current energy policy, the costliness of the government using our tax money to help subsidize drilling and all of this kind of thing, whereas a mom-and-pop business don't get that kind of favor. This is a reality also. So it's the most, not one of the most inflationary and economically destructive big government is colluded with monopoly, the petrochemical industry. And what we have here is a lot of illegal activity taking place that's veritably destroying the world. And we have a way to stop that through the free market. You can't go pull the Rockefellers out of their bed like George Soros helped finance it through MoveOn.org and through the Occupy movement for a monopoly communism ideas like get rid of the money and then you're going to have microchip implants and FEMA camps. I mean, you've got to be careful. He said how much he admires the Red China answer and that's, as a petrochemical monopolist, that's his little left-wing monopoly sock puppet. And then David Koch is on the other side. He is a petrochemical multibillionaire. So he's influencing, and he was even the vice president of the Libertarian Party in 1980, financing the different ideas that they're putting in there to create a false global warming argument, to where that tails they win, heads you lose. So they've both petrochemical monopolists are controlling both sides of the conversation. And no one has even, other than the Free Energy Party, has told to the public that 98% of all pollution is just built-in scarcity, where all the oil, gas and oil is being dumped into the sky very purposefully to keep prices high. And no one's even heard of the vaporization cover-up, where over 60% of the fuel you buy blows out your tailpipe unburned. Or the coal cover-up, where, I mean, when I discovered the coal cover-up and put it together in person, and I traveled to Utah and went into the Department of Mines and looked at all of the work by Lewis Carrick, and he had been paid by the Department of Mines to show that you can take all the gas and oil out of the coal for free. Only he showed that it makes you money, not only to resell it, but through cogeneration, you're making money on all of this. So every ton, which is 2,000 pounds, pardon me, of coal that is burnt and poured into the sky contains one barrel of oil and 3,000 cubic foot of natural gas, plus way more heavy metals than anybody could ever dump out of any chemtrail plant. And it's 24/7 pumped into the air.
I'm sorry. They also made money on transport of it, you know, through trains and trucks.
True.
And you know, my last show that I had on Thursday was about free energy, and it discussed Tesla inventions. And, you know, Tesla was inventing free energy devices back, you know, I'm not an expert, but the late 1800s. And here we are going back to the caveman coal,
right,
and having to transport it. And then I don't know, they probably knew at the time what it would do to the environment. But it has been all about the money, and it will be all about the money.
A lot of people don't understand that this is the color of greed. It's easy for a conspiracy person to imagine that first there was people wearing robes that had symbols on their pointy hats gathered in a room. Well, that kind of thing has existed all through time, you know. But the fact is that this is, which came first, the chicken or egg is the question. Is someone planning the genocide of a certain number? Hey, just calm down with all of the conspiracy for a minute. Of course there's conspiracy. We're going to be the first political party running for office in history that are actually suing to declare our moral high ground, the relationship between monopoly, illegal monopoly, and government. The NDAA is clearly illegal. It's an illegal law. I mean, the man put his hand on the Bible, pledged to uphold the Constitution, took his hand off the Bible, and stripped the Constitution to pieces. Okay? So the marriage between government and monopoly is told by Mussolini to be the definition of fascism. So before we get into the idea that the Georgia stones, they don't even know who put those there. The hippies used to believe those things. Eugenics and this kind of thing. Man, that population bomb written back in the hippie days was embraced by hippies that were ill-informed. They were ill-informed. That doesn't mean that there's some lizard people in an Illuminati suit planning to wipe out all of the people. Eugenics has been a confused notion that could just be a justification. When you go in, rape everybody, you murder everybody, you steal their houses, it's awfully handy for you to say that they need to be wiped out. It's even handier for you to convince them that they need to be wiped out. I've seen protesters standing with signs that there are too many of us, get the people off the planet, and there won't be a problem. Well, that's exactly the psyops that George Soros pays MoveOn.org and pays on the left for people to embrace eugenics. So just hold off before you are accidentally on the side of the monopolies that are destroying you. Don't buy their psyops. Don't buy into their psyops.
It's definitely a mind control situation, and from what I understand, they do want to reduce the population of the planet to about 500,000 people, but we're not going to go there. We're going to change
argument.
That.
No, it's a very powerful argument to convince people that all it's a historic argument called Malthusian thinking. It's misanthropic, means haters of mankind. Malthusian means that this guy Malthus, Thomas Malthus, was here, and he said, all of the war and disease is good to thin out people. So disease is good. It thins out the people. Mm-hmm. War is good. It thins out the people. So it's not like anyone really believes that anymore. It's the expression, the epithets, the maxims, the slap it on the table excuse to go in and murder and genocide the population of a country for a profit margin. And so this is insanity, and the world knows it's insane now. And the mm-hmm. proof of free energy means you can't go in and genocide the indigenous Indian in Belo Monte, Brazil, by flooding with a prehistoric, antiquated dam technology, flooding the rainforest, which hold two-thirds of the species of life and one-fourth of the produce one-fourth of the fresh water and one-half of the fresh oxygen. You don't get to just go in and wipe out all those cures because you believe all of these antiquated ideas. When we've got proof that there's free energy, we will sue your living rear end, and we will go on television, and we will show that free energy and show that you're an ecocidal criminal if you flood those rainforests and destroy those people's habitats and destroy two-thirds of the species of life on Earth so that you can increase control of the world through scarcity.
Yes, and I would like to get back on the point here about how you will be able to share your platform information with people. They need awareness, first of all, and you know, I think in my opinion, Tesla's a good example to be able to give them a background about how things, you know, were suppressed.
All right. Well, I was just telling you that we were going to demonstrate a free energy device with celebrities in Belo Monte to stop the flooding of the rainforest. I think that's significant
mm-hmm.
enough. But if
yes.
you want to know the difference in our plan as opposed to Tesla's, Tesla trusted J.P. Morgan. We believe in underground manufacturing combined with overground demonstrations in cooperation with celebrities for everyone to see worldwide across the country. You can't flood the rainforests, and you can't wipe out nations for their oil. Right now in Iraq, there's 4.5 million orphan children before ISIS, before the current attack and trouble. All of it blowback from CIA involvement and all this, but it's about oil. In the very beginning, there was mm-hmm. a deal about oil. But, you know, and what I'm trying to say is that when we demonstrate that there are answers and it's no longer a myth, but it becomes a household reality, then we're going to be doing these overground demonstrations and changing the expectations of all people, changing the knowledge of all people. But we're not stupid. We're encouraging, teaching, and showing underground manufacturing as a way to beat monopoly. You can't just go into a cave like Tesla did and say to a mother bear, I'm going to take your cubs and go play with them, okay? The bear will kill you. Now, it's great that Tesla was such a sweet guy and is a genius. We have a prototype that we're working on, which is Tesla technology, Only we believe that we're bringing that technology to bear in the marketplace as a real Tesla technology. Very frankly, I'll tell you, the laser hacker guy, wonderful free energy man, that a fellow, made a 3D printable device, which is a static generator. It uses Tesla technology to pull static out of the air, but it's quite passive. You have to like rub your sweater right in front of the small pickup on it. And so we have a design where we've taken that and the suppressed knowledge that Tesla had using tin, of course, is aluminum, but just like a hamburger is not ham. And so, you know, tinfoil is not tin. So we're using real tin and using a Wim Hurst generator wheel as a combination flywheel. We have a design that employs something that no one knows of and no one in the free energy specter has mentioned or discovered, that back in the 20s, by putting just the smallest touch of radium, like is in a smoke detector, or on the watch hands that would go in the dark, on the tip of the lightning rod on barns, they discovered that it would increase the flow of ions and electrons from the atmosphere into your electronic components by 1,000 times. And wow. Already laser hacker can, just by rubbing a sweater near the pickup, already he shows that this generator can deliver enough torque that he couldn't stop it, dragging it, scraping it with a screwdriver. So we're over the top. We can print with a 3D printer a generator using Tesla technology. And so we're not a Tesla fan club by
no.
word only. We're a Tesla fan club by deed and action, and you're going to see us slap down a device. But there's another area where Tesla was, in dealing with J.P. Morgan, overly idealistic, and we appreciate everything about him. It's just that centralized power will likely be controlled by the monopolies. So if you just build a Tesla Wardenclyffe tower, there's a little bit of a problem, first of all, with the popular movement against the waves, RF waves and things like this that go through the air. And there's just a massive argument going on about that. No, that's scalar waves. It's not going to work the same. It's not going to be harmful. And then someone else saying it will actually catch things on fire under certain circumstances. And so you've got a big argument already over smart meters putting RF frequencies into your head without your permission. And so we've got that argument already. And then now we've got another argument that I'm positing for you to consider with your logical mind. The Free Energy Party is suggesting to give power to the people for the first time by power from the people. We have to have a decentralized grid. We can reverse the money from the 1% back to the 99% by having a power generator in Michelle and her friends' homes. The name of the interviewer, you. In your home, you can have a power generator that allows you to sell power backup grid that will force the old money to reinvest into the new money. It will start the 1% putting their money back into the 99%, because it won't be a tower owned by the government, and they've prepared to put meters on all of your cars, like taxi meters, and meters on all of your houses. To have wireless transmission will not mean that they're not going to meter the living Jesus out of you. They've already made the plan. And when Keshi said he was going to demonstrate a technology 3 and 4 times in a row and did not demonstrate, he got out from under the gun. The last scheduled demonstration, by inviting Mel, a German, I don't know the correct spelling of his name, M-E-Y-L, I think, but he demonstrated a Tesla wireless transmission But then when he was interviewed running little bitty toy boats in the water, or a little thing on the toy car on the tabletop or whatever with wireless transmission. And then when interviewed, he said, no, we've been, a lot of people have talked to us. This won't, we've got people that are interested in giving us a lot of money, but this won't be on the market for about 10 years and it would be like centrally metered. Okay. All right. Now, so that's where even the most progressive spokespeople for that movement, that's where it has gone. If you have a centralized system, they're going to charge you a fortune, just like they're doing now, because it'll be controlled by the monopolies. If you have a decentralized system, a decentralized grid, where energy generators are on the people's home, then instead, in the name of God, instead of the gas and oil being like gold, and if you don't notice, when gas and oil goes up, gold goes up. They're both items of scarcity. And if you instead switch from gas and oil being valuable to people being valuable by putting free energy generators on the homes of the people, then the people will be precious instead of being treated like dirt. And so that's how the Free Energy Party proposes to change the world economically, through free enterprise, not through the yik-yak of the monopoly ideologue on the left, George Soros, where you're supposed to, like, go pull people out of bed and take over or get rid of money. You'd better realize that even if you have marbles, or if you've got even picture of Tesla on the dollar bill, if the same monopolies are in place, if the same petrochemical monopolists are in place, then it doesn't matter what you're using for money. And so we're intending to change the world economically by introducing a world improvement technology that will end war over oil, that will end environmental destruction, and will bring prosperity to the citizens of every country in the world. There will come a time, and people can argue about that time, when you'll say, who is there to sell energy to? We have so much of it. So let's worry about that when the time comes for that. And then people say, well, what about all the people making all this money on it? And it's going to just, no. The mechanical typewriter was placed by the electronic typewriter, was placed by the PC, didn't hurt the world. They replace each PC, each computer with another one faster than you can buy it. Doesn't hurt the world. People go get new jobs. They train for new jobs. The flash drive, which goes into your computer today, replaces an entire huge filing cabinet. Didn't destroy the world. It takes more to replace something. It's a boon. It's world improvement technology is good for the economy. Henry Ford proved when he said, I'm going to introduce $5 a day. They said, you're going to destroy the world. You can't pay much money. He said, I want the workers in the factories to be making enough money to buy their own car that they're making. He introduced the $5 a day. Workers' rights just suddenly just went off the map. People had enough money to be able to buy one of the things that they were making. What was the result of that? It increased the ability for mass production to be a successful form. The American example became an example of free enterprise that made the world want to weep out of pride. It showed that you could introduce quality of life and standard of living if the workers are not sick, if they're not dead, if they're not too hungry to eat. We believe in prosperity. The Free Energy Party believes in standard of living and quality of life in world improvement technology. We believe that if you improve everyone's life, that if we put a power generator on your home and it improves your life, you're going to take that money you make and you're going to put it into the economy and you're going to be able to afford to buy that boat. And the guy that sold you the boat, he's now going to have the money to buy the extra house that you just sold. You're going to liquefy that economy. It'll be a boom to that economy. You're going to
stimulate that economy.
Yeah.
I'm going to politely interrupt and say something. A lot of people in the spiritual and metaphysical genre feel like that they would like to have these utopian societies on barter systems. And, you know, I heard you on another show mention, you know, the poor little old ladies on Medicare and people who, you know, are struggling right now. Really, the last thing they need to hear right now is...
Yeah, I'm on a radio interview.
Go ahead. Excuse me. He's
That's
coming
okay.
in here,
The last thing they need to hear right now is that they're, you know, that the economy is going to collapse, which I think is actually, you know, could be caused by the government trying to collapse it in order to.
I'm not
going to
interrupt you.
You're
talking perfectly, but it's because they make money on the collapses. Go ahead. You're doing better than I could.
Well,
I'm just saying, right, amen. They make money on the collapse.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, there's some, you know, spiritual movement people who say that, well, we'll swoop in when it collapses, and we won't allow them to rebuild it. But really,
but
they don't really
understand. Just a quick interjection
there.
The idea, the prima donna idea that, you know, that the entitlement that people feel that somehow that they could be the ones rising up like the phoenix from the ashes, okay? This whole, first of all, there's two points here. The whole need for Armageddon, half of all the New Agers are just taking a fundamentalist religious position of wanting there to be an Armageddon. We're supposed to be, in the New Age folk, a little more evolved than that, to have a necessity, a requirement, a need for mass death and destruction. Historically, with the religious element was, well, everything is evil. All of the molecules, no, the molecules are, they have no volition. A hammer is neither good nor bad. It's how you use it. You can build a house or you can commit a homicide. People themselves, oh, I have a major leader in the free energy movement, and I'm not going to say what his name is. And so we had a conversation on the phone, and he said, the world's not ready for free energy because everyone needs to pay. They need to pay. People basically need, his position, I didn't say the word suffer, is that people need to suffer. Excuse me. I'm going to have to come and tape your mouth. You know, you're way out of line. You're out of line. You know, you may be an adult, but it's not too late for me to line up some women to come knock on your door and sit you down and explain to you that that's mentally ill, mentally ill. We don't need our children to suffer. They're innocent. And we don't need our adults to suffer just because they are going along drinking the Kool-Aid and afraid to be thrown in jail. We need to change this system, and we're going to change this system. And to say that the world is not ready for free energy because we need to suffer. And so I told them, I said, you know, in the Garden of Eden, not Eden, Monsanto, told Eve to give Adam a GMO apple. And so because of that, they weren't labeled. A mistake was made, you know. She thought she was probably giving him an organic apple, but they weren't labeled. And so it was kind of unfair, and now everybody's supposed to suffer. And as far as that religious position, but Jesus came along. And the position with there is that he took the keys to the kingdom back from the devil 3 days or whatever after he was crucified and went down to hell for a minute. And now, according to Christians, if you claim you're Christian, you're not supposed to believe in the original sin punishment anymore. You're supposed to believe in a new covenant where we're in heaven on earth. And that's why your only model prayer was, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in your projected heaven. So now let's leave fundamentalist religion behind for a second and look at the New Agers doing the exact same darn thing, okay? The idea that we have to suffer is built in there. Everything needs to crash. Got to be millions of deaths. Millions of deaths are just not paying for an original sin. It's just some kind of a, oh, I guess the old cycle
karma
comes to an end, and it's karma. And now all these little babies are just burnt to a crisp because the CIA and the Mossad and Saudi Arabia was financing ISIS, and we see on the YouTube videos of Al-Qaeda picking their paychecks up that was approved and paid for by Congress money, and going from Libya to Syria and being renamed Al-Nusra. And Obama just almost cried when he wasn't able to successfully get away with what Saudi Arabia wanted him to do and to bomb them. And so now ISIS has been created, and they've got a program called the Hornet's Nests, where they call everybody who's willing to chop your head off in the name of God from all parts of the world to meet in one place. And they're driving American-made pickups over there with huge anti-armament machine guns mounted in the back of them. I couldn't see in the picture right off. I just got sick and looked away, whether it was Ford F-150s or Chevys. Okay? And so they're claiming their next agenda is to come to the United States, which would mean that France and Italy and all of these countries would probably be next, because in many ways they're exactly on the same page that we're on, depending and waiting on us to bring in this paradigm shift to save their butt. Because, I mean, like right now in England, if you'll notice, when it became illegal to, an experiment to make it illegal to feed homeless people, or putting spikes that would come up through benches so homeless people can't sit on them, well, then they're doing that right in England at the same time. Money doesn't fly any flag. We have to stop this problem right here, right now. And we've got the ability to do it. But anyway,
can
what
I
makes
interject?
You think? If, yeah, but what makes you think, if you're in the New Age movement, that you're going to be in charge from an orchestrated crash, which is making money for the petrochemical industry? Unless you replace the monopoly, you're not going to be the one in charge after a crash. They are.
Right. Thank you for answering that. And I think it would be, I mean, we all know that something has to change. I know that it would be a lot easier to revamp the way that money is used as energy versus trying to figure out a whole new system of barter. Now, some of the new thinkers have, you know, said, well, if I can build, if I'm a house builder, I'll just build houses, and someone else who fixes, you know, cars or cooks or whatever can barter with me. And it seems like people are having a little bit of a hard time in their brains trying to figure out how that could be
okay,
either an equal energy. Let me finish.
Yeah.
And
the barter
so,
won't work. That's my point. Because you have to have
well,
a means
I'm just
of exchange.
Saying, what I'd like to finish saying is that it seems like to me that by moving the money from the oil industry, from the energy industry, into private corporations that manufacture underground and are able to get energy more available, which is already in the air, you're harnessing it, you're storing it, you're selling it back, then you have a commodity that is abundant everywhere, the price gets driven down, and they're no longer controlling us with energy, and that is how you're seeing how to explain through your Free Energy Party to the public why they should vote for the Free Energy Party. Is that correct?
I think that's a good overview. You've got to realize it's called the petrodollar for a reason. If you take the petro out of the dollar and you force them to move their money from the 1% in order not to lose their investments over back to the 99%, that doesn't mean that you have a perfect dollar, but you've taken the area where they stole all the money that can be documented. It started especially in 1980 when you've got on Wall Street the petrochemical company supplies the majority of all the chemicals in the I'm trying to think of the major names of the chemical supply companies, but the
Dow.
The books that you order, the Allred and all the different books that you order chemicals from, these chemicals all come from oil. And so over 90% of the chemicals come from oil. That's why the mm-hmm. oil monopoly is not just war over oil and the marriage between the pistol. The military is the biggest consumer of the oil, and mm-hmm. It's not just when, and it was a protection racket to begin with. Like, if you will only buy and sell your oil in dollars, we will protect you. But it's an Italian protection racket. Who are you being protected from? Well, from us. You won't get your shop busted up. Who's going to, if you will pay your fee, your due, well, who's going to bust your shop up? Well, we are. It's a protection racket. And so the bottom mm-hmm. line is that the oil and the marriage between the military-industrial complex, which is expanding into the United States and around the world as a military hyphen police industrial complex, with the militarization of the police in our various countries. And this is not the only leg. The other leg is the pharmaceuticals are made from over 90% of them as natural cures are suppressed because they have a patented or kill it philosophy, and they their enemy thus is nature. And so the chemicals, over 90% of them, come from the oil companies. And the biggest moneymaker on Wall Street is not the oil. That's the second biggest moneymaker. The biggest moneymaker is me and you in a disease industry being walked through with pharmaceuticals that the leading cause of death is cancer, followed by heart disease, and those go back and forth, those first two. Doctor and hospital mistakes is the third, and prescription drugs is the fourth. Now, if you look at actual accidental causes of death, the third leading cause of accidental death is prescription drugs. So these drugs represent the income for the first leading cause of death, the second leading cause of death, the third leading cause of death, and the fourth leading cause of death. We are in a disease industry, and the Free Energy Party is here to bring you cures. The first person in history that have taken scientific studies and used the word cure. If it kills all the freaking by God cancer, then it's a cure. If you say it kills 80% of the cancer in 24 hours, excuse me then. That's a double-blind study proving right there using modern scientific method that you have an 80% cure in 24 hours using cucumber powder, because there's a chemical in there that they cannot patent, a curcumin-type chemical. That's a different herb, but I mean pronounced similar, curcumetocin, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a chemical in there that outright cures cancer. But they won't let anything, they being the monopoly, on the market that doesn't kill the human too. They're making their money off of radiation, which we'll show you a study which shows that makes the cancer worse, and off of chemotherapy, and we'll show you a study that makes the cancer worse. That kills the person and the healthy cells, whereas nature has put cures for diseases that are good for the healthy cells and that only kill the pathogen and kill the cancer. So this second leg is followed by a third leg. The big pharma, as the biggest moneymaker, is followed by a third leg, which is big death agriculture. It's an insult to call it big pharma. Big. They're very, very little. Very, very pathetic. And very inexcusable and very illegal. And they're very much headed for lawsuits with the Free Energy Party. And I'm telling you, the third leg is big death agriculture, the very death of agriculture. Chemical companies that are supposed to protect, the FDA is supposed to protect us from poisons, yet they've been taken over by the head, former vice president, of the head of the biggest poison company in the world, maker of Agent Orange, maker of DDT, maker of all of these poisons. This is Monsanto introducing GMOs, and Michael Taylor, that is the czar of the FDA, went over before he did that and was appointed by this political whore, Obama, for he's going to bend over to every major corporation. He cooperating with the CIA and brought child slavery and child soldiering with signing the paper three times into Africa after other people have got rid of it out of there to finance and support with U.S. tax dollars dictators that are supporting the murdering and killing of little black children. But he's really, for a black man, he smiles awfully nice. We have a man there, Alex Atuhari, I hope I pronounced his last name right, in Uganda. He begs every time he gets on the horn with me to do a speech for the Free Energy Party about how Obama is selling out the white, the white and black alike, but the black Africans, I can't talk now, but selling people out in Africa by because he has a child refuge center. He takes children that have been forced into murder by all their parents have been killed by the CIA, and all they got left to go commit terrorism with is child soldiers now. And so this is the pathetic environment that we're walking into with heaven on earth. And we're here to do a job, and we're going to do it.
Well,
and so the third leg, the destruction of agriculture, the destruction of agriculture is the destruction of seeds and the destruction of nature. Mm-hmm. We have to file ecocide lawsuits. We have to stop this. Mm-hmm. And there's no
chemtrails.
Do it.
And the seeds, the Monsanto seeds, the GMOs. Yes, it's a big, huge part of our reality right now that one thing we do on N5D and on BodyMindSoulSpirit.com is to get that information out to people. We also have to change the things, the way things are made with you know, oil products, you know, plastics. And, I mean, many things, almost anything that's made out of petroleum product can be made out of hemp. And hemp can actually, Dr. Emoto said that if you were to plant hemp along the coastline in Japan, it would actually heal the waters. It's such a high vibrational plant.
It can be healing to get rid of radiation, but most plants basically, like hemp, absorb the radioactivity into the plant, and then you need to do something with that plant. So if you really want to transmute it, you use Brown's gas, which can actually transmute one molecule into another atomic table molecule. It's just unbelievably. If you look on, there's a page on the freeenergyparty.org called Everything Fukushima or something like that. It's just a page about Fukushima. We've got about 20, maybe 30 technologies there on how to get rid of the radiation, how to transmute it. So there's really heaven on earth information around us. But the hell on earth monopolies would like to bring us to the Stone Ages and stuff like this so that we, you know, fathers don't hand down the knowledge to the sons and daughters anymore, and we're all trapped into, you know, some kind of insanity like that. Well, we've got news. That's not going to happen. And
here's another portion of this is, you know, television has, quote, programming, unquote, for a reason. And in my opinion, it's the number one tool used to mind control people today to follow that very agenda that you're speaking of that we need to change. How do we take back
DOD
control?
Funding. We've got proof of DOD funding of violence.
Exactly. But how do we take back control of the media to use television as a positive thing to inform people these very things?
It's most all the same monopoly. All of our problems lead back, the smoke leads back to the same gun. So if we introduce three things, introduce free energy to get rid of the oil insanities, related insanities, which is war over oil and environmental destruction, you're not going to have people in the DOD wanting to raise up murderers quite the same as you do now. So they're putting a lot into video games, their DOD-financed video games, to make people heartless killers and into the programming to completely wear down people's morality and to introduce a callousness and a numbness. And so now on the other hand of it, if you just use Socrates' words or you use Buckminster Fuller's words, where you don't engage directly with the enemy but you set up the new paradigm, then you bring in free energy on the first part, get rid of much of this problem where war and violence is being bred as part of a petrodollar war over oil machine, which also results in environmental destruction. Now, the second part of it, you introduce cures. Cures bypass big death pharmaceuticals that I proved to you with statistics earlier is a reality. Okay, it's not a conspiracy theory. Those are statistics from the American Medical Association. Now, the third part of it, big death, like agriculture that I defined, you get rid of that with organic permaculture. Organic permaculture will grow the cures for every disease right out of the ground that we'll list over in the cures section. Not every one of them come out of there. I mean, oxygen and many other cures, but I mean, a large percentage of cures are grown right out of the ground with organic permaculture. To destroy, by the way, when you look at the people controlling the New Agers as well as controlling the radical right, you're looking at them like on the left versus the right type situation, George Soros on the left and Coach over on the right. Soros is invested then heavily in as a petrochemical billionaire into the GMOs and all of this kind of thing. And then when you go out in the fields, you can point at all Soros' investments. Then you point around at these chemicals, like all the fertilizer companies and all of these poisons. David Koch has these investments there. So they're both petrochemical partners controlling both sides of your thought. And the Free Energy Party is here to set you free. And so the television is a primary programming tool for the military-industrial complex, and with Soros' plan to destroy the moral fiber of America. He said right out, openly, right out, he used to sell the property for Hitler that was taken from the Jews, even though he's a Jew. And he said he doesn't feel bad about it at all. And he announced he was going to destroy America, open announcement. He's going to destroy America. His announcement, he's going to bring communism to America. And the idea of getting rid of the money, well, all the little old ladies, as I was saying to you before, they already had everything stolen from them. They say that now
we are
the economic
already,
profile.
We already have communism here. This is already a communist country.
Exactly. That's right. You tell it. I'll vote for you, for sure. You better run for president.
I'll vote for you. You should run for president.
Okay. We're going to be passing this football back and forth. As long as we run a touchdown.
Tell us about the idea to get a celebrity to step into your shoes if someone comes along. Okay. Who do you have in mind? Do you have anybody in mind yet?
Well, we made contact with a couple of people. I say certain names directly when I'm talking to you, but I'm not certain about recording into on a radio show. I'm not sure if I should say the names. We've got some very impressive, exciting. If I told you the name of a couple of people,
you'd have
that
to kill
are,
them.
Yeah, you would really be excited. There's a couple. There's a couple of three very, 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 very famous, exciting actors. And a couple of three very, very famous actresses that have all stated their interest in being involved that we're communicating with. And these the movies that these actors and actresses have made, they're at the top of the industry. To
Excellent.
have their cooperation is the same as winning the mainstream without a battle.
Basically, you're it's using just, the programming that they've used against us. We're turning the programming
right.
around, and we're going to program people, give them the program with the celebrity in the forefront to be able to sell change to people because people don't like to change.
We had to reprogram the celebrities first making contact with them.
Exactly.
We said we're like really reaching a point in history where you could become more popular than making a movie if you're like on the right side of history. If we're about to demonstrate something in the public and you can see it work, and then the response was, well, you don't have to convince me. I want it on my house. I want it for my future. Who doesn't agree with that? The only thing that people needed was to believe that time has come, and so the key is that everybody's staff and the people that you talk to have different rules for these actors and actresses. They've got different rules. We're basically offering a way that they can be involved for the without making a commitment of any real sort. As a matter of fact, I don't mind telling you, it becomes a bigger game of cat and mouse the more I tell underground things overground. And I don't mind at all. I don't mind having to come into a demonstration in a flying machine. I've got one. So, and then leaving the same way, I really don't mind having to introduce free energy to America like Zorro, Zorro of technology or something like that. I mean, it's not romantic anymore. It suddenly becomes necessary. I guess Zorro may have been the original anonymous mask, only a little less threatening and more of a nice guy persona than a plastic mask. That,
I got it. Antonio Banderas. He would be great.
You see, and so if we get someone that is being announced, we don't have to announce our schedule to the security personnel that work for the oil companies or former FBI and former CIA people. I already tangled a few years back with a former FBI employee that was taking me on over a world improvement issue that didn't even have anything to do with energy. I was standing up for people, and they thought that they would people's rights and constitutional rights. And my opponents thought they would hire he was a multimillionaire. And I won again in the court. I won in the court against the multimillionaire. But I want you to know, he hired his top investigator that was, his job was to destroy me, was right out of the FBI. But let me tell you how it ended. It ended after our contacts with the FBI, and also he got threatened by his ex-agency. And they threatened to pull his investigator license, and he contacted the multimillionaire and says, I'm through, I quit. I almost went to jail. So the people that govern these agencies, here in the state of Texas, they were going to pull his license, and they said, that's not all. We're going to throw you in jail. We're going to jail you. You can't use these. So if you know how to work the system in an intelligent way, that's why all these people that give up, they put posts, oh, we're effed, it's hopeless, we're effed. That's a psyops of its own. If you
it
just
is.
Stand
it's
up
ridiculous.
For the truth. Yeah. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. We're
and
going
that's
to
I like
change
a lot
this country.
About yeah.
We're going to change this country. I want to remind our callers, our listeners, we'd really like to talk to you if you have a question about the Free Energy Party or about free energy in general. I know Dave's an expert in many, many areas, including law and free energy and health and everything. Our call-in number is area code 646-716-8890. If you want to call in, we can take your question. I know that you're also a philanthropist, and you have you help people. You help homeless people, and you help people who are in dire need. You run some rental things. You work very hard physically as well. How can we best utilize all of the empty foreclosed homes sitting around, keeping in mind that there are a growing number of homeless people on the planet every day?
You're asking a really rare and important question, because I have a particular proposal that no one has come forward with. There are five times as many empty homes as there are homeless people. This statistic alone indicates that concerns of overpopulation are fabricated. You can't have too many people if you have five times as many empty homes as you have homeless people. And we know that all the people are jammed in the cities and that they could move into the open land with the breakthrough of free energy. And we know that we could put people on the seas and under the seas and in the mountains and in the deserts, and we can turn the deserts into gardens.
On the seas. That's the cool thing. It's on the seas.
Floating islands. The floating man-made islands is free real estate, and there's just endless acreage on the seas. The world is 78%, almost 80% water, and there's just not a problem at this time. And, of course, constructive when it's not going to, this sounds really idealistic and naive, but I sat down doing number crunching, and I won't say figures here because I have it in file folder, but I think that within a year that the Free Energy Party could end all homeless on the earth, basically within a year, and that that's possible in a, I mean, not homelessness, but hunger. So the whole idea that there is, he just rebooted it. He just did it right in the second. The possibility that a person could end all of the hunger on the planet after the introduction of free energy, organic permaculture, and cures becomes really, really feasible when you read a meme that says that one airplane would end homelessness for like 6 months, or so. I mean, not homelessness, but hunger. But let me answer your, I just want to say that there's room for a friendly space program where you're not ignoring the hunger on the earth. So there's endless space in all directions when you're speaking to the issue of population problems. There's really not a population problem. And the ability to move into the planets is awaiting us in a friendly way that we don't feel guilty about because we're ignoring the hungry on the earth. And all of the homeless mm-hmm. people, with five times as many homes empty as there are homeless people, the Free Energy Party wants to propose to the world that we will really benefit the real estate market by paying the mortgages of all of those empty houses with a free energy generator. And any homeless person that needs drug therapy or substance abuse therapy or alcohol therapy or counseling or anything like this, this person doesn't fit into this picture. That's somebody that needs a humanitarian program and needs to go through some kind of other, get some attention from another direction. But if there are people that, if they need healing, and if there are people mm-hmm. that qualify, all of those homeless people that qualify could then now have an income and be in charge of a home generator business, making, I'm looking at, there's a gal that rents on this property. She just walked in over here to reboot the Wi-Fi that's on the property. They struggle. Her family and her two little children struggle. If we put a free energy generator on her house and she's able to sell power back up the grid, she herself, without real special skills, with a generator like we can talk about that will last 20 years without maintenance, okay? She can sell power back up the grid and have an income for those two little girls. She can have a home business that she could run.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it clear that same opportunity is there for homeless people that would qualify to pay the mortgage on an otherwise empty home in a failing real estate market. That real estate market would see a boon. Houses would be built everywhere. Suddenly someone would say, can we have more kids? It's not hurting the environment. We're like, everybody's hugging trees. Everything's great. We're not destroying the atmosphere. We can make houses. We've got energy. We've got transportation that doesn't pollute the world. We love the world. Birds are landing on our shoulders. Our houses are looking like pieces of art. Can't we just go ahead and, like, live up on that mountain too? But in any case, overpopulation is not a current problem, and we can power those houses and give you an income and pay mortgages on empty houses with power generators.
And I think that's a great idea, and I'd like to talk about underground manufacturing in just a moment, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to take a quick caller.
That's all right.
Great, great. Greg Prescott, welcome to the BMSS radio show. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Del and Dave. Great show so far.
Hey, Brad.
Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, I did, actually. There's a lot of talk about how Wi-Fi is dangerous. So with these new free energy systems, is there a way to have Wi-Fi and cell phones without the dangerous side effects?
there's a tremendous, the Free Energy Party has several areas for investigation. The realistic, you know, can you go and vote at the voting booth? If we're on the ballot and you can go and you can vote for a power generator on your house, we can have a landslide election and suddenly we can launch an investigation into aliens as an official investigation and open up anything there, an investigation in 9/11 as an official investigation. On that list, and there's many things on the list of investigations, the Wi-Fi that's dangerous can be replaced. There's many technologies that have been covered up. Back in 2010, when 2010 got here, I said, you know, I've got in my files, so before we had these computers that we use now, I had massive files. I kept files on technology and studied world improvement technology, and I made up little sayings like a breakthrough is not a breakthrough that doesn't break through, and I, for all of my adult life, I've had people even steal my files that were hanging around me, and I had to get them back because they thought, because I convinced them that each one of those covered up technologies was a multi-million dollar opportunity, that if that was developed, you get buyouts just to keep it quiet. Like how to fly a satellite with a weather balloon, keep it in rotation above the Earth. Every time anybody does it, they get multi-million dollar buyouts. It's kept off the market. So I am the man, if anybody has money and wants to invest it in a company that's going to be bought out. But with that knowledge, you don't see me setting myself up to be bought out. You see me instead using my energy to organize a way to change the world and to save the world with these technologies. That means that costs a lot in character, going hungry sometimes or whatever it takes. But the answer is that there's many technologies that are not harmful. Scalar type technologies, there's technologies that go through the ground, technologies. They were announcing that no one would ever drop a phone call on the earth by 2010. So when 2010 came, that never happened. Somebody is making money on phones that go out.
Yes.
Somebody's making
money.
They're
manufacturing them to go out within a year so they can improve the technology either to spy on you or to basically make money off of your phone to have to get a new phone.
Whether it's built-in obsolescence, you know, mm-hmm. right now that so illegal
that's
something.
That's a better word.
if you can prove it, you can sue it. You can sue. Like if, for instance, the printers that they're making, which have a chip in them, that make the printer stop working after so many copies, so you're forced to buy another mm-hmm. printer. Well, we mm-hmm. need to sue their butt off. See, that's basically illegal predatory capitalism. Capital. Is neither good nor bad, it's just money. It can be used for good or used for bad. Predatory capitalism is not constructive, positive, created capital. That's just scarcity capitalism instead of abundance capital. See? So when you make things or engineer things to fail or go out, it's criminal. It's like, goes
Dave,
back,
has
are
it
you
been,
still...
Mm-hmm. Has it been proven that these Wi-Fi energies and the things that may come from our television, has it been proven that those are harmful?
This is real good. You know, there's still the FEP is still looking for unequivocal proof of massive chemtrail instead of incidental experiments, which there is proof of. But if we actually come across actual proof, we can launch lawsuits. But we're having trouble mm-hmm. actually finding the actual proof. And I'm mentioning it over the air now, so if anybody
okay.
can help that wants to pitch in.
Okay, so
and,
that's how we would end the Wi-Fi.
It's
any
the
kind
same
of
thing with the Wi-Fi.
Right.
I will, yeah.
Okay.
Any evidences or proofs that we have, but with smart meters and with RF, there are some frequencies that are actually beneficial. You can use magnetism and you can use electricity to grow teeth and to heal a wound faster. So there are other frequencies sometimes that are more deleterious. So it takes a knowledge of, like if you go to a meeting that's selling a little plastic thing that has a circuit in it for $35 or $40, and they're saying it's going to block the EMF on your phone, and they show you photographs of somebody's work or whatever. Here's a cancer that was in the shape of a cell phone on the side of their head, a tumor in their brain, the shape of a cell phone. Okay, well...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a couple things that are wrong in there that you should recognize right away. But I'll tell you this: unless it had a battery source so that it's offering a counter frequency around your phone, which you can, even with a noise, you can have an opposite noise and hear silence. So with frequencies, you can have canceling frequencies, sound canceling, RF canceling frequencies. You can have different technologies that you can use, but without any source, if somebody just makes a symbol in front of you, you're not necessarily protected. If somebody just draws a little rubber thing and then sells it for $50 a pop and says that you're protected, how's that going to block incoming radio frequencies or anything like that, you know, they don't even worry what side your telephone's turned toward. They're just selling this like a healing cloth from a preacher and saying, mm-hmm. Jesus is now protecting you. So all of these things have to be investigated closely. We've got some people that we've tried to help, and I'm not poo-pooing or minimalizing the danger of RF coming from smart meters. One electronic genius, Django, he says, oh, that's all made up. That's just crazy. I said, no, just because you're an electronic genius, you're overlooking that they're not telling you which ones are transmitter units. Every once mm-hmm. in a while, speckled through the population of smart meters is a transmitter unit. Huge amounts of juice come through those, and plants die all around them. Okay, so don't jump to the side of the opposition too quickly. And it's the same way with cell phones. The jury's not in on how much damage that we're doing. We know that there's studies that if you use your laptop on top of your lamp, your sperm count's going to go down 25%. We don't know if that's the heat, because that is the results of heat, okay, or if there's some kind of if you're radiating your package. So,
okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of research that has to be done.
Greg?
Yes. I have another question, too.
Sure.
You were talking about the housing situation earlier and how there are so many more homes than homeless people. If you were speculating on houses, would you say that the market is about to take a huge dive? The home's more affordable, and if you owned several homes, would you sell one right now? Or does
I really, I really, I hate to say this, but I think that everyone keeps being spoon-fed a notion that there's actually a market. When they pull the money back, money is arbitrarily printed up. They could easily, the bailouts they gave for the companies that ripped us off, that were the cause of us impoverishing us. We bailed them out with our tax money not once, but then I don't know, they just regrouped and they thought, well, I wonder if they'll take that again. And so then we bailed them out twice. The money would go to the individuals, would be $300,000 apiece to the gal that came in is sitting here. I'm looking at her as just an average person, okay? And Tasha would have $300,000, okay? So now she doesn't, and they do. They have her $300,000, okay? Now, what's happening here what would it do to the market? Again, it goes back to the comments I made earlier in the program about Henry Ford and the $5 day. If you empower your citizenry, they can become participating members. In other words, if you define communism not as communal sharing, where you have the New Agers wanting to do a barter system and no one can work out the differences between the price of a house and a car, and I've got like food in here and you want to trade that for a candy bar and you're off or something and you're mad and you're angry because I'm not bartering fairly, then that shows you that we need a means of exchange. We need some kind of means of exchange. You deserve to have change. What if you don't want to have, all you've got's a horse? And then, okay, well then, are you going to work by the hour? About my hours equal $10 an hour or whatever, something that you establish, but we're not going to have money. Well, then you need some proof that you have that coming. Who's going to write this on paper? So a means of exchange protects people big time. And if you get rid of money, you're bringing in communist, monopoly communism. Although it sounds magnificent, my final word on capping that conversation is that the dream of utopian communism, a utopian dream, is intended to be used by the left-wing monopolist think tank, George Soros, who's actually a partner with the right-wing monopolist think tank, to screw the entire nation over. Heads you lose, tails they win. They got it figured out. You're playing their game if you let them talk you into completely getting rid of some kind of a means of exchange. I don't care if you're using Tesla dollars. I thought of the word hope dollars would be great. Give, you know, but you need some kind of means of exchange. Okay? Now, houses, if they're just printing up money and they can spend $1 trillion on anything that they want, that means because as long as there's a tremendous amount of industry, like let's say as long as Tasha's husband is going to get up in the morning and not get addicted to drugs, and he's going to go and work on a construction job, he's needed for that. You think these Illuminati lizard people or whatever you want to dream up, you think that they don't need somebody to do their laundry? I don't personally believe in lizard people. And I believe that I've looked at patent after patent after patent of American inventors and world inventors, of real people that are geniuses. And I believe that people and humans can do anything. And I believe that we don't have to meet a flying saucer to find out ways to fly. We've invented it all. It's just being suppressed. Now, I think that if we did get to be friends with an alien, that they probably could show us a lot of stuff, but that we've got free energy right now. We don't need to wait until they're afraid to come out of the closet and stand on stage with the celebrities, because they're not going to do that anytime soon with everybody having war over oil. And besides, I heard they taste just like chicken. So we've got to think smart. The answer about that is we've got a fake economy backed up with printing press money, but that as long as Jimmy is going to get up and go to work, that they don't want a complete societal failure. They think that they'll control Jimmy better the poorer he is. It's the more scarcity is in Jimmy and Tasha's life, the more that the rich think, okay, we're keeping them in their place. They're going to scrape harder. They're going to try harder. It's just scarcity. We want to introduce a system of abundance. With free energy generator, we're going to do that. And there's other things that introduce abundance, cures for diseases, to increase the quality of life of the people, then they can participate in the economy. And so what will it do to mortgages? When Iceland didn't get rid of mortgages, they got rid of anything over 110% of the value of the property in gouging predatory interest. So when Iceland got rid of gouging predatory interest, it changed the money. It changed the banking. It changed the homeowner. And so basically then, the homeowner is not going to spend their entire life buying the house 3 or 4 times. That Iceland saw that as immoral and thus illegal, you see. And so what did it do for Iceland? And a lot of people don't know that they didn't just start their own dollar or anything like that. They switched from Western bankers to Chinese bankers, see, because the Western bankers were so cruel and mean and heavy-handed and threatening them, and they'd go along with this petrodollar crap and do this or that or we'll ruin you. Well, that's really pretty. Do we know how nasty that is? And so what will it do? It will be, just like it was to Iceland, an advantage. It will be a boon to the real estate market to liquefy it and to make it flow rather than have a constipated market with nobody that can pay the bills, and you're putting all your people in the prison industry, which is the new way to make money. Because now instead of people participating in a productive society, you can make more money housing them and making medical experiments on them or whatever, into jail.
So if let me jump in right now. If you had two homes right now, would you sell one to liquefy it to get some kind of equity right now, or would you just hold on to it?
I really hate to say this, but the best investment of all, I mean, you might want to wait just a minute. The fact that, you know, the best investment of all would actually be in actual proven working generators, because as a new economy, basically replacing a petrodollar. So he says, what about gold? Well, gold is an item of scarcity. Poor people can't even afford to buy it. It goes up when gas goes up. you're not sure what's going to happen to gold if gas hits a bottom and is replaced by something else. But you know this, even McKinley ran on the basis that he was going to replace the gold standard with silver standard because poor people couldn't afford gold. They could easier to afford silver. As a result, since then, people have forgotten the whole argument across the land that we need a cheaper standard like silver than gold, for instance. So basically, if you're just looking for what you're going to back this money with, the FEP plan is to back it with people. People that are producing the power is going to be the new value of the money. Then we're going to reach a point that falls into Michelle's groups, and I don't want to call it New Age groups. See you later. I don't want to call it New Age groups. I need to consciousness ascension groups. Her consciousness ascension groups are waiting for their time. They're waiting for their moment, because there will be a time where instead of facing a communal version of communism, not big government communism, as there's two definitions, you see, instead of looking at a utopian dream, they're going to try to give us a dystopian nightmare. You're going to take away the money, you're going to get microchip implants and national ID cards and FEMA camps, and you're going to be unable to, they're going to take away private property. If you take away money, you take away mortgages, you take away private property. And so now Red China, the whole world is, America goes through a Red China experience, the whole world is set back another 100 years. Probably, another 100 years of, then will it last without air, without water, without what kind of world would it be? And what? So the bottom line is that we want the utopian dream. And if we hang on here in a minute, there will be such abundance when we get rid of the scarcity that, yes, Michelle would be right and all the consciousness ascension people would be right. Instead of winding up with a dystopian nightmare, if we don't get rid of the monopoly first, and we're here to do that and show you, we're here to show you how to do that, and we're going to get rid of the monopoly first, we can have the utopian dream instead of the dystopian nightmare. So, and then what do you need money for? You say, what do you need money for? What do you need money for? We got such abundance, we give everybody free money. We want to make sure that Bob and Michelle and Sue and everybody needs to go pick up get $500,000 or whatever, and then what happened to you? How come you don't have any money? How come you're in a needful position? Well, I guess you have a substance abuse problem or something like that, but you don't want a clinical Venus Project zeitgeist environment where machines running the people and you've got a plan. There has to be a crash. No one even has a plan to how to bring about utopia. It's so you're running a real serious likelihood of winding up with a nightmare techno dystopia. See, because that's what the transhumanism is right now. Humans can already do anything. It's incredible. Humans can do anything. A transhumanism is a military psyops to talk our young people into be willing to be cyborgs to go murder for oil. But
definitely address that position. So, Greg, I want to thank you so much for your wonderful questions, and I want to thank you for providing this platform for us to bring those questions out, because I know that there's a lot of people who are thinking about their homes right now. And without the jobs, which I know that's another area that that Dave would cover, would be providing the jobs through the free energy manufacturing, which we're about to get into. The jobs would help people, basically keep our economy safe, where people wouldn't have to worry about losing their houses, or they would also have the funds to be able to buy a house. So thank you so much for your question, Greg.
And if we had a free energy generator, Greg, in the house, your house is suddenly worth, for a long time to come, right, Michelle, before the real change, your house is worth a fortune.
It
just like if you have
real estate market.
If you have
it can really change the real estate market.
Your house is going to be worth a fortune if we put a high mileage device in your car, a normal $10,000 car, what do you price it at? If you have a self-recharging motor that never has to be, that car is now worth a fortune. It's worth a fortune. You put a free energy generator in Greg's house.
Are you on mute? Okay. Well, did
no, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Did we answer your question, Tom?
Yeah. What do you see the housing market looking like actually in the next year or so? Do you see the prices of houses dropping? Would that be a viable investment then for people if they plan on putting a free energy unit in their house? And I'll get off the line and listen after that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I think so.
Yes. I do too.
The houses become the new. He brings up a great question. The houses become.
Thank you, Greg. I'm gonna go ahead and put you back on hold while we move into how we can manufacture these. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
So in summary, the houses become a new business location for the decentralized grid.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while
wow.
in the transformation, at least
yeah.
a while during the transformation.
Well, we've got to get these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We've got to get these things manufactured.
We've got to
get these things manufactured. You know, we've got to find people in the oil and gas industry that have been screwed by the oil companies.
That's right.
And this is a point that Michelle, get them to start making these.
You brought this up in a former conversation, and we've only talked a couple of times. But you brought this up as I want to say that everyone listening, she's not betraying the free energy movement to say that we bring in the other folk. Person has to be very careful going about how to do that. But basically, you want to move the old into the new without this atrocity that now every one of the pictures, the Zeitgeist or Venus Project, and I know the people that are heads of them, so they know I don't diss them, but that I say that one of the advantages is we come along with a plan on how to bring utopian realities about without just expecting that everything's going to crash and we get to miraculously rise up like the phoenix instead of the monopolies to it. Okay, but back to the point, everybody is not your enemy. You don't line people up on the street like in Red China and shoot them. The people that work with FDA and the people that work with the oil companies aren't all evil and bad. We want to sue the people that we know they're responsible. When people are found under a RICO lawsuit, use a RICO lawsuit for the first time in history to show the collusion and racketeering between oil companies and the big pharma and the big death agriculture companies and government, which is illegal. So you're not coming in and saying you want to bring in a new constitution. Look, they're making illegal laws, certain laws like the NDAA, it has to be struck down. It's illegal. If you had like a Monsanto Protection Act, that's illegal. That's the same as having like a convicted child molestation protection act. You know, it's like, okay, here's a law that's been passed. If you're a child molester, you get to get off. Well, you can't pass a law like that. You can jail everybody involved in it. You can jail every politician involved in it, okay? And so this is the point we're at in history. We have to bring around this big, big confrontation as well as introduce. Now, what I'm saying, though, with Michelle's point is that she's not wrong for wanting to bring in the old-timers, bring in our parents, bring in the whole country, because the other option is like Red China did, and even the New Agers. I remember in 2012 when they were saying that something about Dr. Drake and the galaxy, I don't remember the words. I wasn't part of that group, but a spaceship was about to land and people were all going to go into the ascended. And they were planning on people going around and the military and everybody, they were going to take out all the bad people. Well, just forget it. That's ridiculous. If you can't sue somebody, if we can't find, you know, a legal case to bring up against somebody, what they did in Red China is line up two brothers you decide which one to shoot and which one to put a ribbon on his chest. And you can't kill a whole family when you've got one of them is a Republican and one of them is an atheist and one of them is a Democrat and one of them is a libertarian. You just can't say all the Smiths are bad. Right now, the Rothschilds, you've got people that are even born into those families, and most all of their investments, believe it or not, are managed by companies. You've got people, all kinds of people born into these families, just like born into these companies. But in the big picture, we've got a system of death that's taking place, that's taken over and been run for 100 years, that has to be stopped, and we're going to stop it economically. And we want to bring in some of these older people, but not in a way that we're going to be self-destructive. So understanding how to do that is like this. People in failing areas of the oil industry, people in the failing areas of the coal industry can be given an opportunity to be a home power producer and make more money than they were making before. Everybody's going to be for it. Nobody's going to be against it. Only the super rich at the very top are not going to make the same money, and they have to reinvest their money, and they have to hurry and do it. Like Kodak had, hurry and reinvest your money in digital before you lose your butt. They drug their feet. Everyone else started reinvesting in digital, and Kodak said, we developed this film. We've got big factories where we developed this film. We can't just start reinvesting in digital that fast. So they started losing their butt, and their factories got boards over the front of them, and they said, we've got to save what money we have left and reinvest in digital. So they did. They're still big selling cameras because they were smart enough to bend like the flexible reed and not break in the wind like a stiff reed. And so they reinvested their money. The Free Energy Party and people, wonderful personalities like Michelle with her program, have a responsibility on our shoulder to stop this us versus them, red team versus blue team. Everybody has to die on the red team. Everybody has to die on the blue team. Let's stop this kind of polar thinking and give people a way to move the old money into the new. Right now, the very nature of the big corporations, the monopolies, is to buy out their competition. So when they want to put their money into the new future, they don't even, there's no companies. They've bought them all out, paid them all off. There's no place for them to even move their money. So they can make more money going to World War III. So what we have to do is we have to give every unemployed coal worker, every unemployed oil field worker, a way to be a home power generator, business person, making money and save those people that are starving right now. And by doing it underground.
Let's talk about the parts for these free energy generators. We need manufacturers. You know, we need manufacturers to make these parts readily available for these people to be able to. Well, you're going to sell a whole unit. Is that correct? Or are you going to sell packages where somebody could actually manufacture it themselves with, or put it together themselves with manufactured parts, or both? How does this work?
There's a real quick answer is a little of everything, but there's a big problem if you don't use the vehicle of underground manufacturing. Then there's a very big problem because let's say, for instance, that when we said that we were going to give a free energy generator to the chief of the Indian tribe in Belamonte and to a famous chief of the Sioux Indian tribe for the reservation there, okay? We don't want to get anybody killed. We don't want to cause their life to go to hell in a handbag. The monopolies really don't care what people do. They control the market. They don't care what you say. They don't care if you even demonstrate a free energy device. They control the market. And they will pretty much keep that off the market. We see breakthroughs from inventors. People say, well, what about Stanley Myers and he was killed? Well, actually, he died of an aneurysm. He died of an aneurysm. And that kind of aneurysm, for your heart artery to swell up like that, there's not a heart attack gun. There's not a poison that does that. It's a lot to do with diet. It takes a while. It's not instantly. It takes a minute, and for your heart, the vessel walls in the artery to get thin and start ballooning up and stuff like that. And so the coroner was not especially selected. He was the regular coroner. Stan's brother was telling him, check for poison, check for poison. He lived his whole life with the former attitude before the FEP came along, going along with this psyops that they'll kill you and they've stopped free energy and they're going to kill. Hey, everybody that comes forward, we watch people with free energy devices all the time. They come forward, they're demonstrating them. Not one person's threatening them. No one's bothering them. It's like those two inventors of a cumogen type technology in Brazil, you know, they come forward, but then suddenly they get offers they can't refuse. They make a deal, because if you don't go underground, you're not going to successfully get it into the market. They're going to tell you to take this money that they're sticking in your pocket and live a fine, wonderful life and walk away, because we know where your kids go to school. They're going to keep your technology off of the market if you're trying to actually go on the market. If you're just going around and showing it to the world, then no, that isn't even really bothering anybody that bad. Because in a way, it's like a concept car. Look at this beautiful, magnificent car, and you could have this car in 5 years. 5 years, you'll have this magnificent gull-wing car that runs on air. And yes, the possibilities are endless. Welcome to America. Welcome to the future. And then in 5 years, they lie to you again. And then in another 5 years, everybody they lied to the first place is dead or they moved away. And so this is what Martin Luther King called justice too long delayed is justice denied. And this is how they control the market. Basically, free energy devices are concept cars that they didn't have to pay for. Inventors come and they show their stuff, and the psyops would have been happy to for showing that, oh, change is about to come. I know you're bothered about war over oil, but change has arrived. Well, it hasn't. And so with underground manufacturing, we have a way that we can protect everyone involved. When I say using the machine against the machine, there's a certain state that has a corporation where the stockholders are secret, so the investors can invest without attracting anyone even knowing that they have an investment. An invention should be kept in a patent-pending state where the monopolies can't look at how it works, and it should be then you still get a IP number, and it's a patent-pending number, and so it's the same as a patent number. And so now there's a reason to invest in the corporation because the corporation has IP in the intellectual property. So if you then the inventor makes an assignment of his IP number over to the corporation. Not only now is there something for people to invest in, and we're talking about for underground manufacturing, but in the future, as that underground company gets big, and now the inventor's out of the loop. He assigned his technology, and nobody knows whether he accepted cash or whether he's a stockholder or not. That's all secret. So you can't go after the guy that is not holding the tech. You have to know who owns the IP before you can go after that. You have to know who owns
that.
So that
ties into a question in our chat room. Should all patents and copyrights become open source?
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about right there, and we can elaborate on that just a little bit unless he wants to come on and ask the question directly. But I want to say this to finalize your question is that it's so important because they'll end the show and say that we are, like, working for mobile. See, so I had to come in on you right there and tell people that you not only mean well, but that it's actually well advised, but that we have a plan on how to do it, and that that means that by building up an underground manufacturing company that is following confidentiality and proprietary stuff, and the guy in the chat room, he's going to want to know about this real quick, I'll slip it in, that is only for the protection from the monopoly in an attempt to truly open source something. Defining open by being in the open, and source is having an actual source. So to actually get this out there, underground manufacturing is not impossible. It's not out of this world. It's not undoable. And then to get enough units out there. Let's say that you had 5,000 working units in unknown places, and you were ready, say, with George Clooney in front of the microphone, and a unit working right beside him. Let's say that you're ready to announce to the petrodollar investors, to the oil companies, that, listen, please, this is the future, and you need to start moving your money over now. You need to start reinvesting in these companies. We have six companies because we're back people from all around the world and show a structure that will protect these companies, and we will put them in a protected situation.
These companies, these companies are corporations that you're going to be a part of with your legal team and setting up.
Just helping. Yeah.
You're the intermediary. With your legal expertise. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, me and these other freaky aliens landed here and we're trying to show you how to do it. I'm just helping. Right? Right? Okay, so the thing is that when you assume that I'm telling you that there's six demonstrators that are being prepared. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if there were two, even if there were one, if you had George Clooney standing on the stage beside it and every scientist in the world saying, yes, that's what's happening. Yep, it works. Okay, then now you start tapping your foot. How long is it going to take for someone to make that disappear or to have to start reinvesting in it? So we want to move the old money. We want to move the money from the 1% back to the 99%, and we can do it, and we will do it. And the key, when you want a marijuana cigarette, I'm not assuming anyone smokes. I'm making a metaphor, an example. You don't say, they won't let me have it. What you do is you go and you get it underground. I mean, that's what I see. They say that the marijuana is like second to cell phone sales or something. It's like, apparently it's pretty ubiquitous, whether we know it or not. But it's not that way because anybody gave permission. It's actually illegal. But there's nothing whatsoever illegal about free energy or cures for diseases or organic permaculture, okay? Illegal people would like to act like that it's illegal, you know? But the fact is that these things are going to be rolling out without permission. Why in the world all this time?
Mm-hmm. We don't need permission.
Why did somebody want to say they won't let us do it with free energy? Why the victim mentality? They won't let us have it ever since they killed Tesla. Tesla was in his 80s. That's an awfully darn slow assassin. Man, you took a long time if you assassined Tesla. Come on. When you're in your 80s in a nursing home environment in that hotel and you're pretty much bodies falling apart and then somebody, they assassinated Tesla. Give me a break. Nobody, he outlived everybody. All the assassins were all
there. We still have somewhat of a market to build upon here rather than bringing it down, building it up by creating a demand and a supply is, you know, the basic economics. It sounds like to me a better way than basically letting everything fall down. And we can do that
wait
on
until
our own.
Al-Qaeda's
we don't need
everybody's
government.
Head off. I agree with you. I like that.
We don't need government to tell us.
That's right.
So you already have lean burn vaporization that you can add to a vehicle. Whereas you were saying earlier in the show that basically it's not the wet fuel that burns, it's the vapor that actually burns, and the rest is you know, my son and I were driving behind a big diesel truck yesterday. As you know, in Texas, there's a lot of pickup trucks. We have a lot of farms, but this diesel truck was just blowing out this black crap, and you know, my son. It's like, look at that. You know, I'm like, every time he punched it, you know, this black plume would just come, and I would hold my breath even though I had a filter on the AC on the car. I'm just, oh. So, but this, you know, it's all this excess fuel that's being blown out the tailpipe.
Right.
But this vapors, tell us about this lean burn vaporization that people can already put on their vehicles and how much it would save on gas mileage and on emissions.
It's very interesting subject, and I think that we left the other one in a good place, the other subject, that
I had to move us forward. We're getting closer to the end of the show, and there is one caller in the queue that I want to get to after we get finished with this topic.
I know. I'm pretty busy on my end, and I'm just trying to help out. I was just going to say that we can't afford to wait for a crash or anything as a final comment about that because we're humanitarian, because we don't want to see Al-Qaeda cutting off people's heads in this country, because crashes involve pain and ugliness, and we can transform this country like clay. We can shape it like clay. Let's leave burning and slashing to the cancer industry of old, and move into a more creative answer, please. And I just wanted to make that beckoning call to everyone's hearts. And now I want to say with regards to the fuel vaporization.
It reached my heart.
God bless you. Bless your heart. And, you know, Saudi Arabia just made it illegal, like it's an act of terrorism if you're an atheist. So people just take God and atheism and trade it back and forth all the time. You don't know what's what. I mean, but certainly we know that God is love, and that humanitarianism is, or humanitarianism is a good thing. And so certainly we believe in goodness, and I don't think anyone can argue with that. I want to say that fuel vaporization is very central, but it's blacked out in people's brains. It's part of the Kool-Aid in a death cult. The farming by suppressing organic permaculture death cult, the pharmaceutical industry by suppressing cures, making money off death. The big death oil is direct and overt. It's not even a trick. You just shoot people. And we have a new way, but it's not going to be accomplished by opposing or protesting or saying, you know, no, you know, don't do this. We have to set up the answer and quit being professional victims. Now, one of the ways to do that is to take the most at hand technology and access it, and let me help you, whoever's listening. And if you replay it, then whoever can listen to it in the future. To help you.
I'm losing up there. If you're moving around or anything, or if you're not moving, you might try moving.
I'll start moving. To help you access.
I can't hear you. Okay, I can hear you now. Keep going.
To help you access the kind of world improvement technology to be able to move into the future in your own life. I want to open source any knowledge about fuel vaporization and how to equip your car with fuel vaporization technology. To do that, we need almost a regular show somewhere where people all over the country can call in, and I can explain the result of years of work with fuel vaporization. But in the context of this show and this opportunity, we can empower people just a little general knowledge. And so that's what I'll try to do here. And I know that our time runs short, and we've all got something else to do today. But Charles Nelson Pogue drove from Deming, New Mexico to Deming, New Mexico from Tucson and got over 100 miles a gallon vaporizing fuel with two reporters in the car. And Thomas Ogle did that. Charles Nelson Pogue was an earlier time. He was documented by Ford Motor Company of Canada getting over 200 miles a gallon in a Ford Galaxy 8-cylinder motor. But you need to know that those were imperial gallons, so it probably came out to something like 180 maybe miles per gallon. And the fuel at that time, it was about 1935, was not, right now about half of the gallon, maybe half of the gallon of fuel, is anti-inhibitors and various things to actually stop it from working well. So they're making sure that when you buy a gallon of fuel, you're going to blow through it about twice as fast with the additives that they're putting in there. If you run a vapor right through a gallon of gas with the right protections, black backflash protections, stuff that you see on the internet, don't do it. I'm just telling you. Talk to me about it. We'll get some way that we can coach people and show people how to vaporize fuel in their cars. But if you just run an airstream,
you have a video showing people. You have a video on your Facebook page, right? And on the website too. That it shows what it looks like and how you're just demonstrating how you can put it over the carburetor and the unit itself, the vapor. It runs off the vapor. You take the thing off of the carburetor. It doesn't work.
So
you put it back on. So it could be dangerous is what you're saying.
Liquid doesn't burn. Right. Well, liquid doesn't burn, only vapor burns. The gasoline has to be linked on the outer valence ring to an oxygen molecule, or it won't burn with what we know as oxidative reduction. So basically, a liquid is self-smothered. A liquid can't get oxygen, so a liquid will not burn, only a vapor that is a freely disassociated molecule that can link with an oxygen molecule can burn. So liquid doesn't burn. So all across the world, they've lied to people all across the world about something as simple as boiling or as simple as vaporization. So all of the people of this earth have been tricked and don't know the most basic and fundamentals about the fact that liquid doesn't burn and only vapor burns. And so
come out with something turn your engine from a gas-burning engine into a water-burning engine, this seems like to me immediately something that you could do to reduce the amount of fuel that you're using.
It's very important, and it that alone can dramatically change the entire profile, not only of the amount of gouging from the petrochemical industry and everything, but the consciousness, the readiness of the average human to pull out of the cult and to start to embrace energy answers. And because when you look at 98% of the pollution being from the vaporization cover-up and from the coal cover-up, on Earth Day, it's never even mentioned how to stop it, to stop the pollution. Earth Day is all about some masturbatory thing that has nothing to do with stopping the pollution. And so this is retarded. It's insane. It's mentally ill.
It's
sociopathic.
Backward.
Yeah. And so, but I wanted to say there's going to be a lot of people that are pop up because you mentioned the carburetor. I'm trying to talk fast, but the thing is when you have a fuel, it's okay. I'm downloading information. This is what I'm like. Can you come on the show and download some information, or are we just going to get to visit and be nice? I would come across as more of a candidate if I wasn't trying to push info. But anyway, the deal is that. Fuel injection is sort of a trick that allows the computer of the vehicle, if you put something like a hydrogen generator on a vehicle, the only thing they've got is a boost. It adds to it, just a small amount of hydrogen to give you maybe 10% better mileage, or if you're lucky, maybe 20% better mileage. So nobody is selling anything that gets rid of the gas and runs you all on hydrogen, right? So the computer is designed when it sees a more efficient mixture. Now, get ready for this. When the computer sees a more efficient burn, it says, mobile oil, Chevron doesn't like that. I'm going to order the injectors to ship in more fuel. So when you start getting better mileage on the car, the computer says, no, we're going to ship in more fuel. And it's not mileage related specific. It's like the oxygen sensor needs a rheostat that tricks it, or a computer chip that tricks the parameters of that computer operated motor So an injector is just squirting in liquid like a fire hose or a faucet in a shower head. A shower head has just got all these droplets measured in droplet sizes. These, you know, you're after droplets that are so fine that they shear forces, the pressure reduction from the injector nozzle, all of these factors convert it complete vapor where there's no more globule of liquid floating in the air. So my goal as an inventor was to invent ways that completely
right.
vaporize the
right.
fuel and before it goes into the intake. But I had to tell people real quick that head mechanics of various businesses came out to see demonstrations and said, the computer's not going to let you do this. We heard about this. We come here. The computer's not going to let you do this. I'm going to say, you see those switches there? I got the wires that go into the injectors going into those toggle switches. We're just going to go click, 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 turn off all the injectors. Now, they said, well, how do we know they're turned off? I said, okay. I told them, I pull all the injectors off. Pull all the injectors off. And so then people were a believer that, you know, we're turning the injectors off. So the computer says ship in more fuel, nothing happens. So all the people that make hydrogen and stuff like that, they're all working with the computer still. Nobody's doing what I'm doing and completely bypassing the computer. No one's doing what I'm doing and running the car on vaporized gasoline and then saying, okay, now throw on a hydrogen generator. Now throw on a hydrogen generator and mess with that. You know, but because liquid, it's almost a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that they generate hydrogen, which is a whole new show or whatever, is prehistoric because they skip a phase change. We should be turning vaporized water into hydrogen. Not, you wouldn't drink ice cubes. Why do you want to turn liquid water into hydrogen? Are you crazy? It's like boiling the liquid. You're missing a phase change. And so it took, you know, of course, high voltage and frequencies are the ones that have been shown to be the most efficacious, but that work the best. But I'm just saying, much like running vaporized gasoline in a vehicle, right now all across the country and around the world, most everyone is looking at making hydrogen out of liquid as well. And so it misses a whole phase change. You can make hydrogen the way they did when they filled the Hindenburg. They ran heated steam over a heated iron catalyst and made massive volumes of hydrogen that you can run any size motor with. And it's easy to heat steam up. There's all kinds of ways to heat steam up. You know, you can just a Fresnel lens reaches 5,400 degrees and it'll melt the rock. A nuclear power plant only reaches 350 degrees. You know, the sun is a powerful source for heating up steam if you want. And it's safe to, and you can store energy and make, you know, I'm just saying that everybody's thrown off. Liquid doesn't burn. And even in the area of generating hydrogen, you wouldn't try to turn ice cubes into hydrogen. The goal of when you make hydrogen is to disassociate the H2O molecule into HH and O. So if you're trying to disassociate the molecule, where's the molecule more disassociated? With liquid or with vapor? Ta-da! You're skipping a whole phase change. And I only threw that in because we're talking about running a car on vaporized gasoline. But a fuel vaporizer winds up running anything for fuel. You can put anything in there, you know, and it'll vaporize it. And that's very advantageous when they're putting a bunch of crap into the gasoline anyway. So I'm happy to open source and show everyone how to turn whatever they put in there into vapor and run your car. I was trying to say that on the Internet, they take the light fractions off the top, and you're left with a half a gallon of sludge or something that won't run. Are you still there?
Okay.
Hello.
Well, great. Well,
did I lose you?
Yes,
I think
I
lost
cutting
you.
Out a little bit, but I don't know.
Oh, I finally got you back. I was about to hang up. Finally got you back there. Are you still there? I think you'll have to call me.
We can hear you. You're kind of cutting out just a little bit.
We can run any car
on vapor.
Yeah,
you're kind of cutting out just a bit, but we can hear you now. Yeah, is it okay, Dave, if I take a caller? Yes,
that'd be
I'm
wonderful.
Here. I am here. You'll have to call me back too, but I'm going to take a caller here.
And then I'll call you back, and it'll make us clearer.
I can hear you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Then I won't call back.
I think I've lost you.
Me? I'm not talking. Hey.
4-1. I appreciate you hanging on the line. Yeah, I appreciate you hanging on the line with us.
I can't hear anything. I'm going to probably hang up.
Okay, I think I am back on now. I think I had been disconnected somehow through Blog Talk. And so, Dave, if you could call back in. That would be great. And I just want to check with the chat room to see if anybody can hear me.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host pin. When finished, press the pound key.
Okay, I think I might be back on the radio. And I think I've lost my internet connection. So can everybody hear me in the chat room? Now I'm just waiting for my caller to call back in.
I'm waiting for Dave to call.
Hello.
the joy of radio internet show.
Do I have an echo? Okay, I've been disconnected again for some reason. Okay, right at this moment, can anybody hear me in the chat room? And Dave, if you are listening, could you please call back in? Larry, in the chat room, can you hear me right now? I'm on my cell phone connected as the host. Okay, well, it looks like, SifGunnar.Dotsteer in the chat room. Okay, y'all can hear me. Great. Well, I'm waiting for Dave to call back. It looks like the problem may be with my computer and the switchboard. Until he calls back, I just wanted to say, oh, I think he's back on the phone. Now, that's my caller. Hello, caller. I wish I could get to you right this second. Let me try. Try right now. And my switchboard is not Okay, so area code 541, can you hear me? Area code 541, caller, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Hello?
Oh, is that you? Yes, hi. Good.
Long time caller, first time listener. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Larry. You know, I've got Dave. Hold on just a second. I'm going to bring him on.
Okay.
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 So Dave,
hello?
Welcome back to the show.
Lord.
Thank you.
Well, that
for
was interesting.
Back.
Yeah.
I have Larry is our caller, and he has a question.
Great. I like him already.
Well,
I heard his voice.
Yeah. Well, I just actually had a quick comment. I just wanted to say that it's been a really interesting show, and I'd like to congratulate Michelle on her first show. And what a great guest. And Dave, I appreciate you coming on. And you certainly have a really interesting style, and I really do respect your points of view. And it's been really great listening to you. And that's pretty much all I had to say. I just wanted to come on and, you know,
aww,
say hi to everybody and show my love
that
and
wonderful
support. And yeah,
we appreciate that.
Dave, Larry is my co-host on my other radio show. Yeah. So
very positive.
I was having an issue. I think I'm having an issue with my internet connection, so I'm actually connected to the show on my cell phone. Dave, I'm glad that you called back in. We need to resume the rest of our show. And Larry, much love to you. Thank you so much for saying hi and making me feel so much better after this little technical difficulty that I had.
All right. Much love to you, Michelle. And thank you, Mr. Parker, for putting on a great show. You guys have a great
day. Larry.
Thank
you.
Thanks. Okay. So let's finish up. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. It looks like the problem was on my end. I just want to – can I ask you a question about the political party itself, the Free Energy, as far as politics go? There's been a lot of talk about possibly if we had a council that was elected of many people, not just one person, to be able to be voted in, and if that person didn't do what they said that they were going to do, we could vote them right out and vote somebody else in. Have you considered having it, the energy party being a council, or do you think that one person should run the show?
It's our central belief. And you'll see on the website that we speak that we don't want a vote for an emperor or for a personality cult. But you have to also realize that changes are frightening. The American people won't vote for any party that scares them with too dramatic of a change. And so we have to be very careful, and let me explain why, okay? We want the best in the world at whatever it is. Like, for instance, if you are working with a vaporization or a free energy device or whatever, you want the most capable machinists. You want the, you know, a wise man seeks counsel, it says in Proverbs, see? So who's counseling the president now? Well, unfortunately, it's Monsanto, but what kind of counsel should he really have on foreign relations? Well, it probably should not be the investors in bullets and bombs, you know. So what would be a good counsel for the best in the world for a world improvement administration and cabinet, you know? This is important that a free energy party administration would look for the best and most talented. And we would show that we would be sincere about that by actually suing the monopolies for collusion and racketeering and the politicians for collusion and racketeering and realizing that bribery should be illegal for politicians, not just policemen and judges. And so to bring in this new paradigm where you have a committee, what would be the downfalls? Well, we've seen from government the downfalls of people not having decision-making ability. We wouldn't want everyone to need to go to the restroom and there'd be meeting after meeting on buying the toilet paper. We would want the ability for the government not to be stymied in division, waiting on the actual order. Well, I think the toilet paper, you've got to use. Dave Parker said in a speech, there's no excuse for not using Ology toilet paper, which is made out of bamboo and husks of sugarcane, instead of cutting down our virgin forests. He made that campaign pledge. And what are we going to do here in the meanwhile, we're not putting any toilet paper in the White House. So no one can wipe their ass. Well, I'm sorry, we're going to have another committee meeting. And so a real president would say, okay, I want people to wipe their patooties during the debate about what they're going to use to wipe it with. So we don't want to lose the ability to have functioning, capable leadership by being too over-committed. But we want a balance where we don't want an emperor writing mm-hmm. executive orders, and he's a sociopath. And
Hell, I may run.
Yeah, you see what I mean? I was thinking, you know, that for promotional purposes, we should have a bunch of children doing spots, you know, PSAs, doing spots on TV,
sure.
saying, well,
they do
I should
great
be
–
I would never have war over oil, and I'm sick. I would never crack the ground when there's like free energy and destroy the drinking water supply, and I'm only 5.
Yeah,
you know
I saw a video on YouTube. I posted it on my Facebook page. It looked like a toddler that could just barely learn how to walk had watched her mother or father do CPR on a dummy. This toddler, I swear to you, went over to this dummy and started giving it CPR with the chest compression, then the mouth, then the chest compression, then the mouth. Then took her head and put her ear to the chest to see if it was breathing. And this toddler could barely stand up. So our kids know what the hell is right. They're tuned into the planet. And they know wrong from right. As long as they're not sitting in front of a television being programmed, then they're going to be able to be the spokespeople for this planet. I believe you. I agree with that. And, you know, healthcare, for keeping people healthy with the plants that the planet has provided us, healthcare can change on this planet. Right now, one of the most controversial things happening today involves Obamacare and the dictatorship regime around it. And what made you choose the free energy platform over the healthcare for an introduction to your party? Because both, I think, they're just equally as strong. I know we have to get our market back together and fixed, our economy. But I just think it's equally as strong to reverse what they're doing to people.
Well, you're right, and you're speaking truth. Well, the FEP chose a tripod, as I said before, and that's free energy, cures for diseases, and organic permaculture, which all fit together and all displace the oil cartel petrochemical monopoly. So the fact that, energy is just one of the three legs. The other one is cures for diseases. Those are just two of the legs. The other one is organic permaculture, and all three mm-hmm. of them are the platform. The fact that sometimes we summarize and say the first political party in history with a free energy platform is because that's the most sensational, being that all of the other ones come from oil. But you're so right. The importance of health in a disease industry, you know, monopolated by petrochemicals is so premier, and we study and list cures, powerful cures. The one study I was looking at, they took 10 milliliters of black seed oil, and you've got to really read every detail. The Nigella sativa, the Latin name for the black seed, is first, it's referred to in the study as a black seed extract, and then you have to read in every fine print and see that the extract is black seed oil. So it's black seed oil. And they take the twice a day, and in 6 months, all the viruses were out of the body. HIV, cured. They were taking every one of the viruses. Only I didn't see a herpetic result in there. Herpes usually hiding in the nerve can be accessed like with a TENS unit. You put the
right.
It goes
I
in.
I have a healthcare
so
background as well.
Wonderful. And you can, but because the nerves are electric circuits,
circuits.
And so if someone has a cold sore outbreak on their chin, let's say, and you put even a 9-volt battery that's like half discharged because both contacts are right at the end of it, and you actually, it breaks down the lipid membrane protecting that virus, and your immune system comes in and kills the virus. But it actually goes into the nerve where the herpetic virus hides out. And they discovered a long time ago that oxygen was a cure. There was scientific studies showing that the triox molecule, which is hydrogen peroxide or ozone or lots of, you know, triox molecule, oxygen, would kill these viruses, but the malaria was hiding behind the cell wall. Mix it with DMSO, see? So delivery mm-hmm. systems are the new buzzword for cures for diseases. So when we show that there's an ingredient in cucumber powder or an ingredient in like turmeric or an ingredient in black seed that has a miraculous curative result, we can show by what route. This is not a myth. This is scientific testing, and we can show how it works. But the question is how do you deliver it? With a TENS unit using ion tophoresis, you can fire that cure. If someone had lung cancer, you put an electrode, which is a pad. There are two pads of the TENS unit, one on each opposite side of the chest. Now your poultice, since you don't know which is the sending and which is the receiving one, put it on both electrodes. And it's shooting that right through the actual cancer. Some cancer killers are so powerful. Yeah, it just goes shoot it right through there, more effective than a needle. And it's just a powerful current-related delivery system where the molecule is an ion is an electrically charged molecule. And so the molecule is picked up on the electric stream and ushered in colloidal form. You didn't know maybe, but the colloidal silver, what you're looking at is in nano-sized molecules are being picked up and just going right in like little toy boats on a fast river or on a slow river, depending on how you set your dial. And it's just transporting it right into the cancer. And you have to be careful because if you kill the cancer too fast, you know, I'm not practicing medicine. I'm defining what I've read in research. You're going to have to stay up late at night to catch me making an actual claim. So I'm ready for you, waiting with a lawsuit. The Free Energy Party will bait you a little bit if you're the big them monopoly that's going to try to apply corrupt FDA standards inappropriately. Did you know, according to FDA standards, that we'll come back to the Herxheimer's is when you kill the cancer too fast and get sick from it, and we'll come back to that. But the FDA rules are such, if anything is beneficial, if this conversation is beneficial to the listener or to you, that has a psychological beneficial effect of any sort or form or kind, that's an unapproved drug. The FDA takes the position that we're born sick. We don't have any health natural rights. We are not born healthy. We're born
sick. Well, they program you that on television, too.
Yeah. Health does not belong to you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Health does not belong to you. They've taken that right from you, but they don't have done it successfully. It's just their laws are written that if talking to you right now has a beneficial effect psychologically, then my conversation is an unapproved drug, which, by the way, will never get approved. So if I tell you that hydroxyapatite in your toothpaste is going to remineralize your teeth, and then hydrogen peroxide, and that's the part that makes your teeth white. Hydrogen peroxide is categorized as a cosmetic because it's stripping your teeth down. But as soon as we're claiming that we're going to build your teeth up, they're going to come in and say it's an unapproved drug, so we're waiting on them.
and we're going to sue their pants off. Because every bit of publicity we get, we're going to need it to go up against the major people. And so we're ready for them. We'll turn every knock into a boost. We're ready for them. But back to curing the cancer, if you take, according to every study, if you take bloodroot, which if you put it on a skin cancer, will turn it to a scab in 2 days. Bloodroot is a herb that the Indians first discovered to make their faces look more red, and they realized that it would make any kind of skin cancer or anything like that, that it wouldn't hurt the normal cells, but it would make the precancer or skin cancer fall off immediately. They would kill the bad thing, like, within a day or two of even one application, and that it was a miracle. And so then, but then the fathers were all spanked. You can't hand knowledge down to your children anymore. And then, you know, the Free Energy Party wants to return the day when the mothers and fathers can hand down knowledge to their children without it being told, presumed to be against the law. So basically, if you say that when the walnut producers said that walnuts contain omega-3, the FDA came in and they said, actually, they start with a threatening letter before they raid you. So they're not as bad as people make them out in a way. But if you go force against force, you'll see they'll come in with armed with weapons. And I did a radio show called Maine Health Show, and I reported on FDA raids when no one in the country was reporting on it. So I was finding out the information from the Life Extension Foundation that had been in a lawsuit with the FDA. And Falloon, who was the head of it there, and he was involved in that lawsuit, and they won. Judge Jensen said, your claim to the FDA, he said, your claim that if milk prevents rickets, that milk is an unapproved drug is preposterous. Award went to the Life Extension Foundation. But the FDA wins by stealing millions of dollars of merchandise. That's why you need underground manufacturing with free energy. Because even though free energy is legal, a raid which empties your place out stops you from doing business with an overground business that threatens the monopoly. So it's not just restraint of trade, it's the illegal bribery of government agencies that participate together from the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and join with the FBI and the FDA and make a raid with all those three-letter on their jackets. And just for Larry's benefit, the FDA and the FTC and the FBI all think they're G-O-D, but they are N-O-T. Anyway. Just point of humor for our listeners. But the point is that the – are you there still?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. The cherry manufacturers were threatened because they said that cherries helped with arthritis and that the nitrous oxide released in the cherry juice and all that. And the walnut said that they had omega-3, which is good for your hearts. And so they were all threatened. The FDA said, this megalomaniac attitude, we will raid you and appropriate all the cherries that God can make. And then the cherry manufacturers gave in. And then the walnut manufacturers gave in because the FDA said, we're going to come and we're going to confiscate all of the walnuts on the earth if you're going to claim that they're good for people. And so the bottom line is that you can say something's bad for people. It's okay. They make money on disease. But if something is good for people, it's an unapproved drug that will never be approved in a disease industry with a patented or kill it philosophy whose enemy is nature, because you can't say that you created it. Unless, of course, you put a former lawyer, Uncle Tom Clarence Thomas, in a Supreme Court position. Yeah, and you put him in a Supreme Court position, and now you get him to rule in behalf of Monsanto that rearranging molecules is the same as being the creator, when you don't create anything by shuffling dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a quick overview for the audience on that. It speaks to underground manufacturing. If people can't see what I'm doing here, that speaks to the necessity. If you're not just a red-blooded American, but if you're a world citizen, if you're a citizen of this world, and you understand what monopoly is, and that it was in Italy that Mussolini said that fascism is a marriage between monopoly or big corporations and government, was his exact word, actually. But the point is that anyone listening around the world, and I know we've got people tuning in around the world, need to understand that world improvement technology is legal. The cherries were legal. The walnuts were legal. When we say it's necessary for underground manufacturing, we're saying that we defend the right of the cherry manufacturers to not have the FDA know where to come and raid their merchandise so that they can claim the truth, mind you, that cherries are good for arthritis. And the truth for the walnut manufacturers that walnuts are curative for heart disease. And mind you, omega-3 cures cancer too. It's curative against all the major diseases. People suffer from a fatty acid imbalance. We're drowning in omega-6s, starving for omega-3s. So that's what's in the walnut. So we, as citizens of this world, declare it is incumbent on each of us to use a little logic and common sense and to not tell Chester Molester where the nursery is located. We have to save the world, and we have to introduce underground manufacturing of wonderful and good things until we get them mainstream again. We get it prevalent and broad spread enough free energy devices out there, and it's too late. You can't put the cat back in the bag. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's too late. It's fait accompli. It's done. There's no undoing it. There's no unthinking it. It's done. And so that's mm-hmm. what we have to do, and we can do it. We're man and woman enough for the job. We can do it. It's not complex. We're not asking anybody to do anything against the law, but very much for the law, for everything reasonable, right, moral, and just, and for our children and for our future and for all the life on this planet. We need to manufacture free energy devices, and we need to continue to push cures in a way that there's no place for them to raid.
Right, exactly. And you say we. I mean, there's no way that you're going to be able to pull off something like this by yourself. I know that you have a team working with you. Sounds like
right.
to me you're going to need to build your legal team. You're going to need a marketing team. You're going to need a media team. You know, you're going to need a lot of people. So you're brave enough to stick your neck out there and get the ball rolling. And how do people reach you if they wish to get involved in supporting the Free Energy Party?
Well, if they know how to reach you, that's one way, because
yeah.
we're listening to the radio now, so they've reached us now. It's that's one way. Another way is they can actually go onto the website or onto the open Facebook group. Reach me that way, but you'll find an entire organization that where everybody's in touch with me.
Okay.
So, you know, if someone expressed their interest, you know, they said, I want to find out more about how to be an underground manufacturer. Well, you know, we're going to protect the whole notion of it. No one person's going to be guilty of anything that all the people are doing. And we're gonna steer that person into some way that they can make goodly and wonderful technologies in their area. You know, I really encourage, since we're on the radio, that anyone in the FDA again be reminded that we know that the workers are great there, but that when leading judges say that some of the heads of the organization in the past have been sold out to bribery, type in FDA and bribery on Google. Then we're asking you, before you're caught up on the wrong side in the battle between good and evil and wind up behind bars,
that you start switching over and prepare yourself to be on the right side in this paradigm shift that's taking place toward life instead of death. And think about your children in the future. And think about that even the richest people driving around in a limousine are going to die of the same diseases they're suppressing the cures for. So we're asking everybody to get on board. If we can show you proof of these things, and you can leave denial in the dust behind you, and you can see proof of these things, that's a beginning. We welcome you, everyone in the FDA and everyone in the oil industry, to go look at proofs of free energy on our website at freeenergyparty.org or the Facebook group. Look at all the proofs of cures for diseases at, it has a V in front of it, the Free Energy Party. It's an open Facebook group with about 17,000
members.
Do
you also run the Free Energy Party UK?
Well, the, you know,
is that also your group
idea,
or part of that?
The idea, you know, of training people to be administrators, we go through an initial process where people are kind of learning some of the central positions. But if we couldn't win a position over, like right now, Lisa Nolson is the political party leader in the UK, but there are many, that's just a piece, a spot where you fill that in. There are many people over in the UK, and there are many people all over the world involved in what is a grassroots movement, and up from the mud swell where people want life instead of death, and people see the logic of the tripod, free energy, cures for disease, and organic permaculture as a way to bypass what's turned into a mega death beast. And so, you know, you're going to see people demonstrating free energy on the steps of Parliament as well as in front of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
As far as, you know, yeah, as far as any central leadership, I am kind of just a person who takes people with leadership abilities and shows them some of the misdirections of their former arguments and shows them how various false psyops operations have kept us all apart. I just basically unite people and show them what will work. I really want to make leaders out of everyone I talk to if possible, and I try my best.
Well,
so,
and I think that's the key. And people need to step up to the plate. You know, people, you know, there's been a lot of fear instilled in the United States, you know, people. And there's been a lot of control, and people may have a little bit of fear of putting themselves out in the public. But if we don't do it, we're just going to be allowing them to control our future, and we can't do that. We can't do that for ourselves or our kids. And I really want to thank you for being my guest today on the show. And if anybody out there would like to be a part of the Free Energy Party, you can contact Dave on his website, or you can catch him on Facebook. He also has a personal Facebook page, and that would be Dave Parker. And then you could friend me, and I can hook you up. So I want to wrap up this show now, and I'm just going to leave you on the line with me, Dave, as I wrap up, because I'm kind of lonely. I don't want you to hang up.
Okay.
So is there anything else you'd like to wrap up with before I get into?
Well, I
want to
thank you. I want to thank you for putting on a friendly, open show and for being a smart person. And you're not inclined toward being argumentative. It's really refreshing. It makes a big difference. There's a lot of radio shows where you're limited by the people that are the host. And it's not been a limitation but an enhancement to have you as the host of the interview, and I appreciate that. And I'm available to you anytime.
Well, thank you so much. And with that, I offer sessions actually as a holistic life coach specializing in spirituality, relationships, health, life purpose, and I have a specialty program for musicians. You can find out all about that by visiting my website, www.michellewalling.com. You can also find every episode of this show on BMSS Radio Facebook page. I want to thank everyone live and supporting for tuning in to my first show, and I look forward to providing many more exciting discussions on BMSS Radio. And I apologize for the technical difficulties we had tonight. But bye for now. We'll talk to you later.